Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
What is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
I'll just be straight with you guys. I was looking up stuff about the Unabomber last night.
Hey.
Watched a documentary.
Nothing wrong with that.
What's the documentary called?
It's called The Unabomber in His Own Words.
Oh, yeah, right. That one.
It's from good? Like 2018. Yeah, it is super good and super interesting and in a way very timely about environmental issues. So look it up.
Nice.
Give it a look up. Not endorsing bombing.
No, but endorsing documentaries.
Yes.
Especially
yes,
not yes, endorsing yes. those bombings, because, I mean, the guy builds a shit bomb. But, man, his manifesto.
Woohoo! What a vision for the future, huh?
Check it out. Just going deep on, like, ecofascism and its corollary, its good corollary.
Uh-huh. And he has the supervillain origin story that is like mind blowing. It's truly his story is one of the most amazing stories. That's I've always been obsessed with Ted Kaczynski. That's why at Cracked, our version of like the Twitter egg where you haven't posted a picture of yourself was the Unabomber sketch for most of the history of the site. I think
Looks like every guy.
Exactly. So iconic.
Did they do enough sketch comedy about the Unabomber sketch, like who that guy was? That feels like it would have, like, that gave you hours of terrible sketch comedy of like a dude who was like, I'm just a roller skater, man. And they got me mixed up. And like, this is, yes, my S curl got, I don't know how this became the face of terror. I'm just a peace loving roller skater. I don't know. I always get the biggest kick looking at that sketch.
I mean, it's very like a very blandly handsome man rocking a hoodie well before its time. And then like aviators and a mustache. Like those are all things that are mostly cool now.
I just love police sketches in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're so good.
I just want that job.
Yeah.
Who was the person that is there any background on like the person that gave the description that led to that sketch? Like how we ended up with that sketch?
Yeah, it was somebody who saw one of the bombs being deposited. It was like in the parking lot of an electronics store or something.
And yeah,
mostly okay. Targeted academics, but some just like people who are making technology. And so it was like not the guy who picked up the bomb and got fucked up by it, but a different person working at that store or that office or whatever who saw somebody in the parking lot like shortly beforehand.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Hmm.
I'm just saying, rewatch Terminator 2. You know, the way they're going back in time to take out the people who are going to build the destruction of our future. No, I should not be that sympathetic to the Unabomber. I'm sorry.
You're like, yo, answer. Dude, he's like a Terminator if you really think about it, bro.
All right. I'm going to stop talking about the Unabomber because I...
Sorry, guys. Ooh. Brought that energy in.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I've been Lambertomized. Is that a thing? You should maybe trademark that.
You just made it up.
Frontal Lambertomized.
Yeah, that's going to be my Shock Jock show.
Hell yeah. Dude, just sipping Lambrusco. Devin, what is something from your search history?
Okay. I don't want to say this reveals something about my personality because
sure.
That scares me, but I had to use it because it was one of the first few things that came up, but there's an explanation for it. And that is die of strangulation without bruising. Go on.
Wow. Whoa. Okay. Now's a good time to mention that the two of you do have a podcast called True Romance.
Yes.
That you co-host together. And it's not a true crime podcast.
It is not.
No, but yes.
I do have an obsession with true crime, and I was working on a little research project for something I'm writing, and
those people who can't see what's happening, Devin did like this physical affect when she said project, which almost felt like very sinister.
It like felt like she's gonna take someone down.
I have a sinister demeanor, but I have to go on record as saying it was a research project. I was just trying to see in a fantastical world of imagination piece of mm-hmm. fiction, would it be mm-hmm. possible for someone to die of strangulation and have no bruising so that when the police find the body they wouldn't know that they had died?
And is this
that way?
what was the answer?
Whoa. You can't really die of strangulation without bruising, so
you can break someone's neck though, right?
I didn't follow up with that, but probably. From what I can see on The Boys on Amazon, it seems like you can just snap it and nothing shows.
So Jack, my dad inherited some land from his great-grandfather, and at a family dinner with all of our relatives, I made a joke about breaking a bone in my dad's neck to kill him and get the land, and nobody laughed.
Oh, come on. Really?
Everyone That's just stared shelf. At me. And then I found out it was because there's a lot of argument within the family on who's going to get this land.
Oh,
and
shit.
I just
right.
really made it
They're
awkward.
Like, oh, does she? Someone approaches you after dinner to be like, so like, what approach were you thinking? To
Yeah, exactly. They were like, so we looked it up. You can't actually tips. Strangle someone without bruising their neck.
Right,
so
right, right.
If that's what you were thinking.
Terrifying if someone already was like, actually, I thought about that too, and that's just not the approach you're going to want to take.
He's too healthy. He's too healthy.
Yeah. He's too healthy.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false? Or vice versa.
I'll be honest with you. This one gives me trouble.
Kind of gives everyone trouble.
Yeah.
All right, name your favorite Pokemon.
My favorite Pokemon?
Yeah.
Probably... My favorite Pokemon might be Dragonite or Gengar is like the ghost Pokemon that's like a little mischievous little fuck. And then, but the myth I was going to say, okay, one of my myths is just a stupid like realization that I had that like Gen Z doesn't actually hate millennials. Like there's like this myth that Gen Z hates millennials. And I really just don't, I think they don't even think twice about us or like about millennials at all.
Right. There's like a weird love.
It's like that. I feel like Gen Z is the ex that you think about all the time and they don't even think twice about you. They don't even watch your stories. You know what I mean? Like it's that relationship where like they just exist and we're like, I came to this realization because I watched this TikTok where this, where this little boy, not even little, he's a boy, he's a, maybe a teenager, I don't know. Right. But he's explaining Trump's trade policy in this like less than a minute TikTok. And wow. I understood Trump's trade policy better than I ever had coming out of that. And it was just this kid playing three characters of like Vietnam, China, and the US. And they're talking to each other back and forth. And not only did I feel incredibly stupid, but it was amazing to see how, I don't know, even now with like Claudia Conway and all this stuff, like we're obsessed with Gen Z. We're obsessed with this like weird generation that's just like spewing TikTok or spewing whatever information, and we're like eating it up. And they don't even think twice about it. They're just existing. And yeah. I want to be that blissfully unaware, I guess. And just like,
well, think about as a millennial, think about how often you thought about Gen X. Like, not at all ever, right?
True.
In the beginning, my relationship to Gen X was those are the people I thought were cool when I was a kid, because those are like the adults in media that sort of informed what I thought being adult or being an older kid was like. You know, like I was taking cues from Gen X characters, I would say. But then at a certain point, I don't know if it's like you actually consciously think about it as like a generational relationship versus like, oh, I think Jay-Z is cool, or like, oh, I think this person is cool or whatever. And then at a certain point, I think it's when you get older and they start there's a certain point where you start seeing your generational tension or like the differences. You're like, I wouldn't do that, Jay. Or like, I wouldn't do that, Pharrell. And then I'm like, okay, maybe they're older. It's not, maybe the way I think about it is different, but definitely would think about it a lot when I was younger.
But that's Gen X, Gen X is like neoliberal values, I feel like. And I don't know. I just think Gen X was never like always was like, this is stupid, too much to ever be like, you guys don't like us. Like there was never enough. There was never enough like generational pride. But I feel like nobody. Yeah. The younger generations are always smarter, better, and they give less of a shit than like about you than you give about them. That's always going to be the case.
I just want to be that. I just want to be young again.
Yeah. Well,
that's, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And they'll be
get that Gen X mentality.
They'll be smarter in a very like capable, talented, intelligent way, but they'll also know less. And you can't confuse that with being dumber. It's just they just don't give a shit enough to have read all the shit that you've read.
But I think that inhibition, that lack of like any kind of just, I don't know.
Yeah, that, yeah. What is a certain nihilism?
Yeah. There's something freeing about that, that just like, God.
Well, yeah, but it's interesting because like we were like the generation that got like our just heads kicked in where we were like, oh man, none of this shit's possible, like that we thought was like going to college and like you march out and
but
here
I
you
think
go
that's
do this.
Why like, we became so sensitive and that we're just like they hate us. Like there's no reason why we should care that they hate us or not. But we're just like so. I feel like the millennial generation is like a very sensitive generation where it's just like. Any like side eye or whatever, we're just like, oh, like they hate me. Maybe I'm projecting my feelings to an entire generation, but
well, I think we have similar feelings of like insecurities though, like because of that, because the Gen Z, they're also equally coming up in a time like they were kids during a terrible recession. Becoming of age in a terrible economic and political time. So like they're kind of experiencing like similar things where they're like, like, you know, they haven't had like the full wingspread of carefreeness of like people who came of age in the 90s or like early aughts. Like, So I think, and there's certain, I think we are both equally like socially awkward at times and equally like kind of like can get super emo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they're just perfecting the aesthetic of it for sure.
Yeah. They're just cooler, man. They're just cooler.
Yeah. As long as you keep that in mind. The younger generation is always going to be cooler.
Yeah.
And when the older generation, you always have like people like Madonna or like somebody like that who's like, this new generation is just not cool. And it's like,
yeah, like
it's like, you're 85. Right. It's just like,
yeah.
No, but
they just never heard of you and they don't really fuck with you. Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
It's like actually, all these people hearing Dreams for the first time or like the song right. or like that.
Dreams. Is the number one song in America right now.
Really?
Dreams. Yeah.
After that viral, was it a TikTok or was it just a video?
Yeah,
it was TikTok. I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Whatever it was, it's from heaven.
Yeah. Wow. That is amazing. That guy deserves like some type of like a commission from that.
Yeah. I mean, Ocean Spray bought him a truck and a lifetime supply of sugar water.
what? Really?
Yeah. But I think Fleetwood Mac owes him a lifetime supply of
money.
Cocaine or whatever Fleetwood Mac is good at giving people. Yeah, money might be better.
Money might be good. Yeah. Right now, that's, yeah.
Or hey, Mick Fleetwood can come by and chop up some fat lines, man, whenever you want.
Blow
that's
it
up to you,
asshole.
Dog face. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Wow, that's, I didn't know it was number one. That is something. I mean,
I know. I mean, it's a good song.
It's a great song.
I wonder, is Dogface 420 like doing for Dreams what Wayne's World did for Bohemian Rhapsody?
I think so, yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
But I think like this should be happening. This will be happening like more and more, right? Like as, because we now have, it's just the flattening of all music. It's like we have access to all of it. There's so much good music. Like,
and there are people.
Anna just messaged that Mick Fleetwood remade his video. I didn't know that.
Then he definitely owes him money.
Yeah,
and to come over anytime to do drugs.
That is creative control or creative like that's IP. That is IP that he has stolen.
God, see now where are the like agencies to swoop in? Be like Dogface 420. Hey.
Oh, they're there. They've definitely
Mark from UTA, brother. Love to sign you up to the agency, man. Are you thinking about what you're going to do with your likeness and your story?
Yeah. Well, you have all these TikTok stars that are just like being actresses now, like just like getting roles because they're famous on TikTok, like the She's All That person.
Right. But that's,
so that's already
Rachel
happening.
Lee Cook?
Or there's a, they're remaking.
Yeah,
they're
Miles,
remaking
Rachel Lee
that.
Cook.
I'm not old.
Molly Ringwald?
I say it so reflexively too, like it's still 98. Yeah. Rachel Lee Cook?
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
But I mean, that's the same, like, that's just the place that they're going to be discovered, right? Like, that's just a good place to discover young talent. Like,
that's true.
I don't feel like that's any less legitimate than like a casting call or something like that, you know?
I think it's, I think for me, it's the same vein as like nepotism or like family, like legacy families in the industry. Like, it's always going to be easy for some people, kind of thing. So,
yeah, I think it's better than those things, though, right? I was just going to say it's like nepotism except earned.
I guess
like if Dogface is like in the lead in a new HBO series, I'll be like, he did that on his own.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then
I
we find out he's a Coppola.
Starts
when I found
that
out that Nick Cage was a Coppola, I didn't believe anything anymore.
Right? Isn't that frustrating?
Yeah.
What's a myth? What's something people think is true, you know, to be false or vice versa?
Okay. I genuinely think that piranhas can't possibly be as dangerous as people say they are.
Yeah.
They can't possibly be as dangerous because all the stuff that I thought was dangerous when I was a kid, like quicksand and leeches.
I was going to say it fits in with the quicksand thing where
it just can't be that bad. And it's one of those things where I've done zero Googling, but also, I'm watching that Nexium doc on HBO, The Vow, and I don't believe that people don't know they're in a cult, like, immediately, because that's the number one question I ask whenever I opt into anything, even if it's, like, even if it's like CVS Rewards, I'm like, is this a cult? Like, you know, if I walk into Chipotle, I'm like, is this a cult? And then they're in a thing like led by like a charismatic leader who is reclusive, and like anything that tries to get you to move to upstate New York is a fucking cult. So like, I've been watching this series and I'm like, I don't believe for a second that like 10 years in people were like, wait, this might be a cult.
Right. Yeah.
This thing, we have to pay all of our money and provide secrets as collateral. It might be a cult. Like, yeah, I don't buy that people didn't know right away.
Yeah, but they got me sleeping good again, and I'm doing yoga now. It's a good trade-off. I don't know what it is.
Have you seen The Vow yet?
I have not, no.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's very long. It's extremely long, but it's I suppose it's worthwhile. But yeah, it's about a cult. And
I think the piranha thing is a good one too, because I feel like everybody has now realized that quicksand doesn't exist, but piranhas I think still get the respect of like they will skeletonize anything if you just like dip it in the water for 5 seconds. But that was apparent. That comes from a Teddy Roosevelt book. Like before he was president, and even while he was president, he was like a famous nature like writer. And the locals in Brazil like captured a bunch of piranhas, starved them, and then dropped a dead cow in, and they skeletonized it after a while. And because Teddy Roosevelt was a messy bitch who loves drama, he was like, it was just a skeleton in mere moments.
That's wild. Teddy Roosevelt is our only president with a tattoo.
Is that true?
Yeah, he had a chest tattoo of the Rough Riders or something like that. Like, he's such a badass. And the best thing about this pandemic, or the only good thing for me about this pandemic, has been I've gone to a bunch of like national parks and stuff. And right. So I'm like, I'm very psyched about Teddy Roosevelt at the moment. Like, I'm sure there's going to be someone who's going to reach out after hearing this podcast, be like, actually, he did a bunch of war crimes or something. But I'm like,
yeah, I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be an American. Yeah, you're not an American president. You're like, dude, he was so chill and he never did anything wrong and he uplifted every right. country during his time.
Yeah. Oh, God. His life is like a good rollicking read. It's fun to read about, but yeah, also wildly problematic. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Caroline, I'm going to start off with you. What's a myth? What is something people think is true that you know to be false?
I know that Ben Affleck is not that smart. I don't know this personally.
For sure.
I don't think he's a genius director. I don't think he's very funny. I think he has frat brother energy. I know he went to Harvard. And if you want another lowbrow answer, people say if you do shave your legs, it grows back looking darker. That's not true. It's because of the angle the hair grows back. Thank you so much for letting me be on your podcast.
What the heck? That's what it is?
I mean, with Ben Affleck, I feel like anyone who's still on the Ben Affleck is a genius defense force train just needs to like get out of the train and lay in front of it is just simply such an easily disproved thing.
I have to
I'm sorry. How is it easily disproved? He has gone through so many things in his life. I hate to just steamroll here. Just allow me to finish this. He's been through so many things in his life. He's overcome a lot. He's won an Academy Award about a smart guy. Okay. And with all of that, people thought he was done. They counted him out. They said, this guy has too many issues. Then he gets a Phoenix back tattoo to sum it all up. His entire life experience. And you're saying that this man is he gets it. He's giving you the literal. I don't know. I think he's
good he's very enough dumb. For Ana de Armas, I guess I'll continue to accept him into my life. But I think I'm just being an oversensitive Boston person because I'm so sick of the man. Although I will say, if you get his coffee order at Dunkin' Donuts, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Ben's I think order. He knows his
Wait,
coffee and
I,
cigarettes.
I would very much like to change my underrated answer to the coffee at Dunkin' Donuts because I used to going to Dunkin' Donuts in New York is something that I do miss. And the iced coffee there, I think, is as good as any dessert at any major restaurant. It's amazing. I could have it every day.
It's summed good. I tried the TikTok influencer coffee, the Charlie. And it is so, I like shit for days. It is definitely for teenagers and not for adults.
Great.
But if you're a growing young person and you need a lot of dairy, then try the Charlie.
Yeah, if you're a young child who needs all that calcium.
If you want a glass of milk, please get the Charlie.
Take some Activia.
Yeah, that as well. Obviously, we're pro Activia on this show.
Let's do what the fuck was that part 7000. President Donald Trump is apparently struggling to breathe, but not admitting that. So just like being a big tough guy while not being really able to breathe, his aides are speculating that part of the reason that he immediately removed his face mask was because he doesn't seem like he's breathing so well. And so he needed to get better oxygen coming to his face.
That what a Well, that's the phase they're at right now. Like the leaks are basically them talking shit about him's like bad health. They're like, honestly, that fool took the mask off because he was sucking mad air, honestly. Right. So whatever. Yeah. But can we do this anonymously? Thanks.
Right.
There used to be like grave concern for the ability to breathe. Now it's like, nah, dude, he's fooling. He's fucking around. That's all bullshit.
Yeah. There's a Yale psychiatrist who thinks that he should be committed. She says that sociopathy is dangerous in part because out of envy of other human beings for having human characteristics, it actively desires people to suffer and die. And so the idea is that the thing she saw, I think, in this latest round of, you know, irrational, terrifying behavior was that he seemed to really get a kick out of putting people's lives in danger when he like took off his mask and was like, you know, giving recommendations that are counter the, you know, health advice of actual doctors and scientists. He seems to physically be getting like a charge out of that.
The man is a troll.
Yeah.
Has anyone talked about his new accent? Am I the only one that can't get over his like speaking style from that weird balcony video?
Is it more accented, like deeper New York accent?
It's just weird. It's just like, it's not, it's this, it's like he's playing a character. It feels like he's acting or something. His pronunciation of certain words is, strikes me as different.
He's doing an impression of the Alec Baldwin impression of himself.
which is the greatest impression. We still agree. He, Alec Baldwin, totally nailing it. Thank God.
He's like, what do I sound like? Oh, yeah. Alec Baldwin.
Things we know about him is he's never gotten drunk or even had a drink, I think. And
Trump?
So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's a teetotaler. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like W.
Well, W was...
was a dry drunk.
Is a dry drunk or, you know...
recovered.
A recovered alcoholic. I think Trump was never any, like, it never interested him.
Do you think that's just because he hates losing control?
I think he also saw his brother drink himself to death and was like, I don't want to do that. But then, yeah, I think there's the control aspect of it. And also, it's not like a moral thing because he also has been... blowing rails of Adderall for since the 80s.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's what I have always thought was he gives off like speed freak vibes. And
yeah, for sure.
Similar to the Nazis who were all blowing rails of speed constantly. Yeah. Like that is a thing that will make you not have empathy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
Hitler was also very anti-intoxicants up until the end when he started getting really into speed and then heroin combinations.
And he was a vegetarian, as people love to point out. I mean, there's a lot of like animal rights racists.
Right, right. Yeah, as you talked about the pipeline from.
Yeah, that's a big part of the pipeline. QAnon. They're like, oh, we got to save the children by killing everyone else.
Yeah, so the reason I bring up his teetotaling is that I do think that for somebody like that who's in their 70s and only has really experience with intoxicants that like take them up a notch, something like the side effects from these steroids might be, you know, hitting a little bit different, might be causing accent changes.
You think he's getting loopy?
Oh, yeah, he seems loopy. He seems slightly loopy to me. And guys, don't quote me on this, but this guy seems a little loopy.
I don't know if you've seen these clips. He looks like a dude who has just like maybe, you know, like in Star Trek when they beam you down or beam you up somewhere from the first. He looks like a dude who just got beamed down for the first time. He's still kind of dealing with like the trip of that. He's like, whoa, okay, I'm here.
Right. Yep,
that happened. All right, you're good, Donald. That was a little trippy, but you're going to get through this. Like he's still, it feels like a process of finding his feet, but also trying to assert that his feet are firmly on the ground. So it just makes for this very like off-balanced performance. And yeah, it's quite a performance.
Yeah, we had a listener write in and say they thought we were mixing up like the type of steroids he was on, and that we were just like confusing the cortical steroids with anabolic steroids. And it's actually like that's what I thought too. I was like, wait, the like medical steroids don't make you into like a roid raging, you know, person. But he, like, apparently this specific steroid, like people have been writing about it, it's called dexamethasone. And like people were writing about how they were prescribed it for hearing loss. And they're like, I remember feeling just like Trump for the first few days, better than I'd ever felt in my life. But there were several important differences between me and Trump. I was not in charge of the free world. My worst decision was eating 5 bowls of cereal in front of the refrigerator at 3 a.m., which, by the way, he did one of the things that his doctor pointed to be like, he's back, baby, was that he ate like 5 plates of dinner in the hospital. They were like, he's a hungry boy. He just like housed like 5 dinners all at once.
Why are they treating him like a fucking newborn panda? Why is that like the standard for how well this fool is doing? Oh, he ate like 5 Mexi melts and down to 2 liter of Mountain Dew. You should have seen him. Boy.
And in the Mayo Clinic, just real quick before we move on from the side effects, the Mayo Clinic says, although disturbances of mood, cognition, sleep, and behavior, as well as frank delirium, they keep calling it frank delirium, which is, I guess, like just straight up and down. Nobody's, the most sober-eyed person is like, that is delirium, or even psychosis are possible. The most common adverse effects of short-term corticosteroid therapy are euphoria and hippomania, which is not related to being a hungry, hungry hippo, but just it's basically it's hypomania, and it's just another word for being euphoric. Yeah, so that's just all worth keeping in mind as we view the president's long tweet storms just, about how everything is love and how he's going to win and how none of the polls are telling the truth.
Right. But just even like how, on one hand, right, aides are like, yo, this dude is struggling to have breaths. And then you get these other reports where they're saying like all his vitals are fantastic. It's everything is normal. Even to have this happening, like regardless of what the medications are doing, like this should be just such a larger issue rather than being like, yo, shut the fuck up, man. He's burning up on reentry, but like we can't fucking say anything because if he learns that, like it's all bad. It's all bad. It's all bad. And like it doesn't matter. Like when you're playing secrets like a poker hand with somebody, the state of their health, because either like it does affect how the country's run on some level. It's super spooky October.
America is going to shit itself to death on the toilet like Elvis, because we're going to die from VIP syndrome of like doctors not being able to tell famous, big, awesome person the truth about their own health. Anyways, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Lastly, I just want to say someone sucker punched Rick Moranis in New York. You hate to see it. Yep. I don't know what happened, but
not
Rick Moranis.
Good.
Wow.
Honey, I punched Rick Moranis.
Honey, I punched the shit out of that dude.
Guillotine.
He was just walking down New York, minding his own, when some guy in an I Love NY hoodie just sneaks him with a quick one. And I don't think he was concussed or anything, but just a weird, it's like Rick Moranis is like the most like non-specific looking person, where right. I don't know if this person was having a bad day, was on some shit or whatever, but like also Rick Moranis was doing his most to stay out of the fucking spotlight.
I know.
And then he does one fucking TMZ. Thing. He does one thing with Ryan Reynolds, and now he's getting fucking sucker punched in the streets of New York.
I was gonna say he's about to retire forever. He's about to retire for fucking ever.
Do you think he's going to be like, see, this is why I don't do this shit, man. I did that one thing with Ryan.
The guy just wanted him back in the spotlight. Maybe it's something the guy hates him. It's that he loves him.
Oh, shit. His agent. Oh, my God. Rick Moranis' agent hired the dude to punch him. And
that's
then be like,
the
no,
only
look.
Twist I will accept. Is it someone he knows and has a beef going back to Little Shop of Horrors? What if it was Frank Oz and we just don't know? You know, we don't know who it is.
Little Shop
Could
of Horrors.
Frank Oz sucker punch him in the middle of the street. That's canon.
Oh, man. That's well, canon. We'll have to. Well, there'll be more on this story. I'm sure this will be developing as much as the president's health status. So we'll keep an eye on this one.
Miles, you watched The Secret. I watched Cobra Kai. The Secret. I got to know. What is The Secret? Just tell me the
first
secret.
First of all, shout out to Zeitgang for helping me locate this film, because I did not want to locate it. And then I cast my gaze upon this nightmare. So I don't know where to start.
First off, hold on. Is this movie like new or old?
It's new. It's starring Katie Holmes.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know she gotta was be new. Doing movies.
Dude, it's got, yeah, exactly. You know, Katie Holmes is only in new stuff. Right. But this film was with Katie Holmes, Josh Lucas, and is like sort of the main dude. And then like Jerry O'Connell plays like this dude who's like longing for her. The long story short is she's playing a mother, a widow who has three kids, and they're in some hard times. You know,
which
nothing
one's Josh Lucas?
He's like one of those dudes where I could tell you need to see his face, and then you'd be like, oh yeah, Josh Lucas.
Yeah, he's like blandly handsome dude who was in a bunch of forgettable movies in the
Okay, so you guys
aughts.
Don't know either. That's all I was checking.
No, but it would be one of those things when you see him, you're like, oh, this dude. But you're like, I didn't know his name was Josh Lucas because he's like a stock photo of an actor.
Did you see Ford v. Ferrari? Did you see Sweet Home Alabama?
No and no, and I do not recognize him. He looks like a poor man's Kevin Costner.
If you heard his voice, his voice kind of puts it all together.
He's a Costner, Ryan, what's his name? Who's the real hunky dude?
He's not hunky, though. Well, you know what? This is not important.
Yeah.
No,
he's
Josh
real
Lucas.
Ryan Jack O'Brien. No, he's a blend of I see a lot of Costner. I see a lot of Gosling. I think he's like a blend of Costner Gosling. He's a Costner.
Oh yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Gosner.
That's Gosner. Gosner wrapped
Gosling.
Up in a Gosner blanket. Yes. So this. So anyway, she's like, none of the things are going right for this family. Like they're stressed. The kids like don't like their house. The one of the daughters is like jealous that a classmate's Sweet 16 is going to have food trucks. This other little girl wants a
relatable
pony.
Shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then one day in the midst of the chaos, Katie Holmes like rear ends this guy in a truck, and it's Josh Lucas. And he's like, so the whole thing is based around him being this kind of like mysterious guy, and his whole like outlook is super positive. She's like, when she rear ends him, his truck's fine, but hers is like the bumper's off, and she's like, damn it. Ah, I can't afford the blah, blah, blah. And he's like, hey, it's all good. And luckily my car is not damaged, so let me help you out. And he like fixes her truck, and like they're hanging out at their house. And she's like, this man is beginning to learn a little bit more about her like life situation. And like, first, like, they're like, we want to have dinner. And she's like, we want pizza. And Katie Holmes is like, we can't afford pizza. She's like, that's right, because we're poor. And like, the Katie Holmes like leaves the scene for a second. And then this Josh Lucas guy's like, look, just because you have no pizza doesn't mean you can't have it. If you just think a lot about pizza, you'll be able to get it. And it has like this very like barbarically distilled down version of the law of attraction, essentially, like the most passive form, which is like, just think about pizza and it's magic. And then fucking lit like clockwork. What the heck? Who's at the door? Hey, I've got a pizza that character literally described 2 pages ago, word for word. I have this exact order here for this family. It's already been paid for. Don't even worry about it. And they're like, oh, cool. It came from mom's Katie Holmes' boyfriend, Jerry O'Connell. And like slowly there's these like all these moments where they're like, oh my God, it's like happening.
So it's magic.
But wait, Jerry O'Connell has money and he's not helping Katie Holmes, but Josh Lucas is?
It's V weird. Like they're dating, but like she's kind of like she's not really feeling Jerry O'Connell because he's like a herb anyway. Like you could tell he's like one of his character pulls up in like a down vest and you're like, all right, get the fuck out of here. Like you already
Jerry
tell
O'Connell has huge herb vibes. I totally get what you mean.
Oh, yeah. He's a herbivore. And the whole thing with it's. Yes.
Brontosaurus.
So he's like a rich guy. But then
Lucas is an alpha. I get it, bro.
But all he keeps saying is all this like lame shit. He's like, nah, don't worry about it. She's like, look, Josh Lucas. She's like, I can't just keep thinking, like, there's a hole in my roof. I can't just think of a new roof to come by. I have these bills. It's not like a check's just going to show up for the exact amount I need, blah, blah, blah. And then throughout the film, you realize, get the roof fixed. A fucking check arrives for the exact thing. But then there's like a whole fucking twist, which is that Katie Holmes' husband died in a plane crash. And Josh Lucas was with him on that flight, and he was the only person who survived that crash, but also like took a patent that Katie Holmes' dead husband had invented and improved it and like got and like started becoming wealthy. And the reason he even found Katie Holmes was to tell her that he had put the patent in her name and she can expect checks to come in. But because he was like kind of vibing with her, he didn't tell her. So it became like that typical rom-com thing where one character has been deceiving the other. And then when it matters, they're like, you deceived me this whole time. I don't understand. And they're like, but it was for a good reason. I was on the plane that your husband died in and I stole his patent. And then it gets so convoluted. And
so that's,
then
Seems like there actually is no good reason for the lie. Seems like she would have been really happy to hear all of that from just right at the beginning.
Just straight up. Yeah, without him trying to be like quirky hippie guy. Where,
would have
like,
saved her a lot of worrying, and then he didn't even have to lie about the secret.
But the secret is not like the... I have
this
not read
sucks,
the secret.
And I haven't even seen it.
I just
I'm so
live
mad.
It. Like the president, I don't read the books. I just live the books. And so I know the philosophy of the secret. It's not that, like, if you imagine a pizza in your brain, someone's going to deliver a pizza, is it?
No, no. But like, that's so there are many ways like people preach the law of attraction. Like, I think the secret is like the most, I think, broad version and is basically gets a lot of people hooked because they're trying to sell it to you as magic.
Right.
Like, oh, the problem is your inability to like communicate your needs to other people. It's that you just don't think about shit enough. It's like, no, that's like a really weird way to describe, like, that's not self-help. Because I do, like, on a certain level, I do believe that there is a power to how you look at your own life. Not necessarily that, like, if I think about a PS5, someone's going to knock on my door and just drop one off. But I do believe in, like, you know, that perception is reality, right? And if you're in a negative headspace and you're only looking at like only thinking about what's wrong in your life, then your confirmation bias is only going to look for negative shit. And you're like, of course this thing went wrong. Of course this happened. Of course that, but, and you get so much momentum going that yes, that it feels like that's how your world is. But at the same time, I think like just, I think an easier way to look at the secret is like, you can also just sort of like try and look for the positive things that are happening to you and just be more aware of that rather than in a mode where like everything sucks. Of course it sucks. Of course that sucks. To sort of like, yeah, some things suck, but some things are good. Oh, hey, that happened. That was cool. Oh, that happened. That was cool. And then from there, you could very like, I think it's really more about having more of a positive outlook and having positive self-talk more than like the magic of rear-ending some dude in a fucking Ford F-150 who has a magical patent that'll get your daughter a pony and you a Range Rover.
Yeah. That's interesting. So that sounds not worth watching.
Is it like I don't
bad
know,
like, good where like you're like, oh my God, I have to watch this.
I mean,
is terrible.
Like, I think, look, if you're feeling really shitty and you watch this, you'll probably feel good because it feels like fantasy. You're like, everything that's been going wrong for this person has been till one day everything that could go right does start going right. And sure, right. Like just the act of watching the pendulum swing the other way may be like fine or whatever. But I mean, it's not even like a good romance film or anything like that. Plus, you got to pay for it and put money into these people's pockets. So like, no, it's a hard pass. You don't need to waste your time on it. I think me telling you right now is fine.
It reminds me of Pay It Forward. Wasn't that like one of those like American self-help philosophy books that got adapted into a movie that was just basically like dramatizing a very simplistic philosophy, but like that didn't quite work out unless you're a fan of cinema, in which case Pay It Forward is one of the finest films of our time.
And the thing the film does, though, is like they make Josh Lucas, the way he talks, be like, man, if I was like that, I guess I would have everything, because he's like so weird and cryptic, like where he's checking out of a hotel and the woman at the concierge, she's like studying for her LSATs. And he's like, when he's checking out, he's like, hey, good luck on your LSATs. And she's like, oh, I don't know. It's just so hard. It's just so overwhelming. I just think maybe I won't do well. And he's like, hey, can you see yourself being a lawyer? Take a second right now. Can you see yourself being a lawyer? Is that real? And she's like, yeah, I can see it. It's so real to me. And he's like, then so can I. And he like walks off and she's like, wow, I don't know what the fuck that meant. But my face will smile.
Wow, so, I want to fuck that man.
Yeah. So in the end, I would say like, yo, like a cheap version is like just a less spooky way to do the secret. Try and just, you know, change your negative self-talk to more positive things. Try and look for the positive in your life. I think that's a better message than saying like, yo, your life's bad and the reason is you're not wishing enough.
Right.
Which is what I think.
No, actually, I think the lesson is your life isn't great because your husband didn't die in a plane crash. next to Josh Lucas and leave him a patent that Josh Lucas could improve and then make a lot of money off of and then pay you back for the money you didn't have.
Talk about a relatable circumstance. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Come on. Everyone has this story in their life.
Right.
We're honest.
You'll love it's jarring in the sense that that plot line comes in way too late in the film. And you're like, what is this now? Like, I just thought it was about a dude coming to this small town and changing people's lives. And now he might be like, then at a certain point, you're like, did he kill the hut? Wait, what the fuck is going on?
That would have been a way better movie. I thought it was going to be a horror when you were setting it up. I was like, oh, shit. And like, is he the devil? And then it's way lamer than that. I wish.
And she's like, "You've been thinking about him, and I'm here to reunite y'all." And it's like, oh, okay, the secret.
We should write The Secret as a horror.
I mean, I'm sure that's out there, right? That's definitely a Goosebumps book.
It reminds me.
Oh, that already was. Be careful what you wish for. It was a Goosebumps book.
There you go.
All right, that's gonna do it for this week's weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show. If you like the show, means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.